So I had an incredible interview conversation with John Gribben yesterday talking about CLL.
Yeah.
And he spent like, 20 minutes talking about how he, approaches the use of venetoclax and CLL in terms of tumor lysis and how that whole scene. How exactly is the regimen given, and what about the issue of tumor lysis?
Yeah, so tumor lysis was a big concern getting started with this because of the experience with CLL, and John's a real expert in this area. So in the context of the clinical trials, all patients are hospitalized for at least the first 4 to 5 days. There is a dose escalation to mitigate against tumor lysis, but it's not as slow as the CLL dose escalation. We do a pretty rapid intra-patient dose escalation. So for instance, most of the clinical trials, the sort of settled dose is 400 milligrams of venetoclax. So we'll bring a patient in the hospital, we'll give 100 milligrams on day one, 200 on day two, 400 on day three. And if 24 hours after that maximum dose, so around day four, they have no evidence of tumor lysis with very frequent monitoring and lots of hydration and allopurinol, et cetera, then they can go home. And with that very aggressive mitigation strategy, we've seen very little actual tumor lysis syndrome. And whether that's because we're so aggressive in terms of mitigating against it, or it's because this biologically isn't going to be as relevant in AML, I don't really know.
We definitely have the biology, but also, at least in the CLL guidelines, you have the issue of tumor bulk, big lymph nodes or high white count. You would kind of think that most AML patients would sort of, I would think about them as having a lot of tumor bulk.
Yeah. And, there are different gradations there. We have the proliferative AML patients with the 100,000 white count and the 95% blast in the bone marrow. And then you've got the 20% blast in the bone marrow. Personally, from my experience, and actually can speak for the other investigators, there has not been any difference with respect to risk for tumor lysis in either of those subgroups. But, this is still relatively rare. We've treated, 150-ish patients. So when this gets unleashed on the world, I think things could be different. And I definitely agree people should be very cautious about this because this works so incredibly quickly. I mean, we have never seen a patient with circulating disease going into this who has detectable peripheral blood blasts by day six of this treatment. So, it works so incredibly fast that I think just by its nature, you're going to want to be careful.
I know there are investigators. I was interviewing Richard Stone the other day, and he was talking a lot about this, but I didn't think to ask him. Maybe you can tell me what investigators are doing about prevention of tumor lysis when they use venetoclax and a hypomethylating agent. You think most of them are putting the patients in the hospital?
Well, so, if they're treating them on the clinical protocol, that's an FDA mandate. And, off-label is off-label. So I've talked to people who religiously stick to the TLS mitigation protocols. And I've also talked to people who think that it's not necessary and are doing this outpatient without much monitoring. I think that given the way the clinical trial was run, the label will probably include some pretty strong language about tumor lysis mitigation and perhaps even mention an inpatient requirement. But I don't really know what is actually going to happen once this goes live. It'll be interesting to see. Personally, I take this very seriously and have a lot of concern about the risk for tumor lysis. And personally, I don't think a couple days in the hospital is that big a deal when you're trading this in for a month-long stay in the hospital, which is what the conventional treatments would be.
I guess, again, John was talking about that idea of putting a patient in for just one day, but then they have this very intensive outpatient monitoring that they plug the patient into.
I mean, an experienced center like John's and others that have been doing this a long time that can manage this, at least with respect to CLL outpatient, I think they've earned the right to kind of follow their own internal protocols.